This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Kevin Kane, and today I'm joined by Rex Hammack to discuss content marketing for lead generation. For those of you who don't know Rex, he's the founder and CEO of Hammock Inc., a customer media and marketing services company that has been creating recurring custom publications and other custom media since 1991. Today, Rex and his company help clients use a wide variety of content marketing strategies to reach measurable business objectives. Rex is also an active blogger, providing his analysis of business and cultural trends on his website, rexblog.com. Hey, Rex, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for asking me, Kevin.
So as I mentioned in my introduction, we're here today to talk about content marketing for lead generation. And so what I wanted to start off with was getting a sense from you what the right role is for content to play in the whole lead generation process.
Well, lead generation, as we view it, and frankly, as marketers should view it, is the beginning of a relationship. Content really plays a role throughout the life cycle, if you want to call it that, of a relationship between a company and the audience it serves. We call them customers, the audience they serve.
Sure.
There's this ability now to reach out and connect directly with potential customers rather than through the old-fashioned way where you had to advertise and do other things between yourself and an intermediary. So really, as we've begun to talk about content as a lead generation tool, we're looking specifically at those things where we are providing, the marketer is providing content, be it and we'll talk about, I'm sure, many forms of content in a way that the audience is willing to exchange something or give something back. Maybe it's a name and an email address or just the equivalent online of what at a trade show is dropping a business card into a fishbowl or something. It can be a very simple thing or a very intricate exchange of information.
Sure. And so are there specific types of content that you think really lend themselves well to that exchange of information? And if you're a company, how do you go about finding the right one for you?
Well, it's a bit challenging to say there's one that would work across all different kinds of industries and different kinds of markets. You had mentioned we do both print and online and digital work. So there are some types of lead generation where we are providing in exchange for, you know, signing up something that may be in print, a magazine or a paper-bound guide or book. But I think that the best opportunities now are looking for those online properties, and those could range from providing ebooks to webinars to literally the sky's the limit on that. And those can actually happen while we're talking about lead generation pre-sale. They may be lead generation post-sale, in that you are trying to discover who has purchased your product and serve that community too.
And so, okay, that all makes sense. And talking the online world makes perfect sense. How do you suggest that companies make sure that content gets to their targets? What's the best way to do that? Is it through social media? Is another tool?
Well, you know, when we start talking about tools, it's all of the above. Really, we've got this incredible array of tools for both the creation of content and the distribution of content that we would argue that trying to understand the objective of your customer, I mean, what are you trying to help your customer be better at? That's sort of the goal in serving and growing your customer base, trying to find something that will help them do their job better if you're business to business, if company, or helping them, you know, if you're selling cameras, to help them be better photographers. That's what you should be focusing your content. And once you determine what that objective is and how you're trying to serve your client base, that will dictate the tools that you use, because some markets are very guide and reference book oriented. Others are very comfortable with webinars or online training. We even have those clients that have offline events and meetings that and conferences that are really the content that the leads are generated online, but the actual event and content takes place in person.
Okay, and so let's assume for a minute then that you're a company, you've got a great webinar, you've got a great ebook, some piece of content that's really outstanding. What advice do you give those companies to make sure that they can help convert those targets into actual prospects and leads?
Well, that's where if you're going to be in the content marketing business, and frankly, I think all companies have to be in the content marketing business, you're going to have to do what you said first. It's going to have to be great content. It's going to have to address a need that the customer and the potential customer has, and then you have to market it and promote it just like a competitor would. Now that you're in the publishing or media business, you're going to have to look and see how books are and ebooks are being promoted these days, and how seminars and training are promoted these days. Again, it's really all of the above. You work your own list. You do use social media. You constantly look for ways to invite the people that that already like the kind of content you do to share it with others, to pass it along, and you make it very easy for them to do. It's literally, we have this incredible array of tools that we have at our disposal today. Crafting the right mix of them really depends specifically on both the audience and the objective you're after.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, you just got done saying that every business should really be in the business of content marketing. Yet on your own website, you say content isn't king, which to me sounds a little bit like a, you know, it's a fundamentally opposed ideas. How do you explain that?
Well, there's an end to that sentence. I say that content isn't king because what is really king is the relationship between the company and its customer. And it's also the king are the people who have the talent to create the compelling content that will help serve those customers better. So it was, yes, I mean, obviously, I'm in the content business, content in the customer media business and content marketing for the last 25 years. But I've seen an alarming trend, I guess, in the last 10 years of people thinking all content is the same. And just as long as you get the certain number of keywords in it, and as long as you get, you know, fill up this, you know, bucket of content, then you have accomplished something. So more and more it's becoming not just content that's king, but those who really understand how it can be used to most effectively serve the bottom line of a company.
Sure. Now, Rex, I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that you're a pretty active blogger, and people can follow you on rexblog.com. Is there another way that our listeners can get in touch with you?
You know, that's the best way. It's kind of funny. As we're having this interview, I had a little bit of a blip. I've had the wonderful Twitter username @r for a long, long time, and have many, many, many thousands of followers on it. A very creative person. I'm going to say nice things about them. Was able to hijack that account. So,
oh, really?
So after today, no, actually the Twitter folks have been very, very helpful, and that'll come back. So look at @r and Rex blog. Frankly, I've always viewed my blog, and I have blogged for 12 years, as my platform, and that's where I really share not just the work that I do, which it does focus a lot on that, but also it shares a little bit of my personal life, not personal life in, you know, what my, actually, I do write about my kids sometimes, but not quite often, but where I live and where I travel and the things I enjoy doing, the passions that I have. So, and I always try to recommend that blogs have personality. So, I guess that just comes out of the way that it's more natural for me as me.
Well, Rex, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you again.
Kevin, I really appreciate it. Look forward to that as well.
Great. Thanks.